Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. Our guests today are here to talk about an opportunity that you should not miss out on. If you've ever wanted to be a police officer, if you've ever wanted to wear a uniform, if you've ever wanted to help your community, this is the place to do it. And our guests are here to talk about it. It's volunteering to work for the Sheriff's Department. I know, yeah. That sounds like it sounds like a big deal, and it is. But as Shelby County Sheriff's Department is looking for volunteers, and you have the opportunity to become a volunteer. Our guest today here to talk about it is the spokesman for the Reserves, Emergency Services, and Senior Services, Lieutenant Derek Mills. Love to say that. and also with him, one of the gentlemen who has taken advantage of this situation, Mr. Fred Miller. Good morning for both of you for being here.
Good morning, Mass.
I appreciate you coming by, and you know it's something that people don't. I think a lot of people don't realize that they can actually volunteer to work for the Sheriff's Department.
They don't. And when we tell people this program, they're kind of shocked. They're like, "Wow, I can do all that." So it's
it's full. Now, from what I understand, it's three or four situations. The Reserve Bureau of the Sheriff's Office patrols the streets. That's one.
You're right. We've got three distinct volunteer organizations. We've got our Reserve Sheriff's Deputies. Okay. We've got our Emergency Service Personnel. And we've got our Senior Service people. So okay. We've got three different divisions that you can be a part of. Yeah. Separate uniforms, separate. The Reserve Deputies are like us. They're like Sheriff's Deputies. Mm-hmm. We take them through the same training. It's three nights a week and on Saturday for about 8 months. And what you become is you're a certified Sheriff's Deputy. You get the same arrest powers. We give you a uniform, gun, badge, and everything, and you can ride. You know, we're a seven-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day operation. So you can come out and ride, and then you'll be trained by one of our training officers.
Now, this, and like you said, this is the same training that, a regular sheriff's deputy would get.
Exact same training, except for we have made it where it fits into a working person's career. Somebody works, you know, 9 to 5, Monday yeah. through Friday, can come at night and get trained. And we use this in a lot of the big special events. We'll have our reserve deputies work it as a way to cut down on cost of overtime. So at any of the big events, Memphis in May, Delta Fair, you always see some reserve volunteer deputies there.
But they have, but like you say, they have the authority. They are deputies.
Sworn deputies. Sworn deputies. Yes.
Now, that's, like I said, for somebody that wanted to be an officer or wanted to be in the military and couldn't make it because they had flat feet or something like that. But, you know.
Exactly.
This is a great opportunity. Wow. And then the next one, the emergency services. Now, this is riding in the ambulance or?
Right, and I'll let Fred actually is an emergency service personnel member, so I'll let him. He can tell you firsthand what goes on.
Fred, now you and you are the perfect person to speak of. You are a volunteer.
Yes.
You have your own business.
I have my own business, right? And I step out from behind a desk and I put on a uniform and go out and help people. Emergency services does a variety of things. Our people or trained medical people. We're either medical first responders or higher, so we have some EMTs and paramedics. We patrol areas of the county. In fact, later this afternoon, I will be out riding a shift doing exactly that, and we'll respond to 911 calls for car accidents, victims of trauma, people just getting sick, and we can provide a lot of assistance for them before the ambulance arrives. And then we don't transport anybody, but we stabilize them and help treat them. We also work a lot of those special events that Lieutenant Mills was talking about. Get a lot of people in one place, and you're going to get some sick people. For instance, at Memphis in May, we had a lot of people getting sick from the heat, and we were able to help treat them. And those that were really bad shape, we could arrange to have them sent to the hospital. But a lot of people were able to treat right on the scene. We also do a lot of search and rescue. We have a dog team as part of us. In fact, our dog team found a lady today.
Is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Massey, right before we came in, an 83-year-old female in the area of Chulahoma and Shelby Drive. Yeah. She left her house. She suffers from dementia. She walked out of her house sometime in the middle of the night in her pajamas. We had four of our volunteer canine unit search and rescue people go down there. The Memphis Police Department called us for assistance. They went down there And while they were searching, the lady showed up. So it was great before this heat, and you know how hot it's going to be today.
We
also have, we've got 10 different river boats and boats for all the rivers here on Sunday. Our emergency service personnel were out on the Mississippi River. They had a boat stranded, and nobody else could respond. So they were called out, and they went down there, and one boat was heading downstream, downriver toward the barges. They got down there and got it. And that's all volunteers. So.
River patrol.
All the rivers here, we've got boats that will go on the Wolf, the Nankana, the Loosahatchee, and we've got big river boats that go on the Mississippi River.
Goodness.
So well-organized, well-trained people.
For people who work in an office or people who are sort of bored when they're not at work, this is a perfect opportunity to get out and get some.
It really is. The people come in and they are, you can see the smile and they're just excited because they know their next 8 hours is just going to be nothing, but you don't know what's going to happen. Whatever the radio pops off, you could be sitting on a traffic stop to a call for, assistance. It's pretty exciting for them.
What made you do it, Fred? What made you get involved?
Well, I was interested and involved in helping out in the community and been doing some other things that were a little more kind of laid back, a little more like planning type things. And I found out about the sheriff's office and said, hey, this is really active. This is something you can get out and actually do something and not just wait for like a big emergency or something. For instance, I'd gone through CERT training, which you may be familiar with, and you can help out in a time of a big disaster. Hopefully we don't have any big disasters, but there are a lot of emergencies on a day-to-day basis. And to get out there and be able to respond and really help make a difference in people's lives sounded like it'd be very rewarding, and it really is. It takes a lot of work and effort. We have a 4-month training program, 2 days a week and some Saturdays with a lot of out of class studying that has to be done to get your medical license. But once you have that, you really know a lot. Now I feel even good in regular everyday life walking around. If somebody were to collapse or get sick in front of me, well, I know
what to do.
As opposed to standing around, what do I do? And so that ability to help people and make, unfortunately, when we show up, usually people aren't having a particularly good day. And hopefully we can make it better. It really is a lot of fun.
I've spoken with some medical personnel guys, especially during the military days, and they talked about some horrible things that they saw in car crashes and such things as that. And I know that takes a lot to be able to deal with those things on a rational basis.
Well, what you have to do is let your training kick in. And as Lieutenant Mills was saying, we're all very well trained. We get all the right equipment. We really know what to do. And when you arrive on the scene, your training kicks in. Yeah. And you don't worry about, maybe there's a lot of blood or something. You worry about there's a person who needs some help, and here's something I can do to help them with, and you focus on that. Afterwards, you may have to take a couple of deep breaths. But when it comes down and things are happening, you're ready, and it's amazing how much all that training just kicks right in when it comes.
Right. Sheriff Bill Odom is really behind this program. And to give you, we've got about 330 volunteers in our three divisions. So that's – And he makes sure their training is top-notch. So they get, for the citizens of Shelby County, they get some of the best training. Yeah. When we send these guys out, they know what they're doing.
There's no point worrying about it.
That's right.
Yeah. If you just tune in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to Lieutenant Derek Mills of the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. He handles reserves, emergency services, and senior services with the Shelby County Sheriff's Department Volunteer Services Organization. I guess that's the way to put it.
Right.
And we have one of the illustrious volunteers is here. It's Fred Miller, who is a volunteer with the medical services.
Yeah, emergency services.
Emergency services. And also a marketing consultant.
Yeah.
One of those high-dollar guys,
Mr. Massey, if you could see our roster of the 330 volunteers, all walks of life. We've got teachers, firemen, attorneys, doctors, business owners, factory workers, car salesmen. I mean, it's all walks of life throughout Shelby County that come together and form this huge unit. It's awesome.
And you're still looking for people.
Exactly. We have got a reserve class starting September 24th. That class will go for approximately 7 months, 3 nights a week, and on Saturdays. And that will you when you get done with the graduation, you will be a Shelby County Sheriff's Deputy, Reserve Deputy.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking at first, the 3 nights a week and the Saturdays.
Have to be required. There are other requirements, too, before that, right?
Yes, you have to get a background check, physical agility test, and a general knowledge test.
Yeah.
And then after you're done with that training, you give us 24 hours a month of volunteer service. Most of them do it in 8-hour shifts. They'll work you know, 3 8-hour shifts a month at different help out with our patrol cars. We've got reserves in the DUI division, traffic division, Homeland Security division, civil courts division. We've got them. I'm trying to think of where else. We've got them spread everywhere.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And all the special events you see, you'll see a lot of our reserve deputies at.
This has got to help you guys out. You guys who really have to get down into this, into the criminal element, the protecting everyone. This has got to help you guys out.
Oh, it does. And you're talking sometimes Sheriff Odom will call and he'll have a special event or a special – some neighborhood maybe having a little higher crime than usual.
Right.
He'll call in the reserve division and we'll be able to call and get maybe 10 or 11 deputies to go to that area and work a shift. And it just gives you the presence – and usually you can eradicate a lot of the crime by putting them in there. And, you know, they make some good arrest, very good arrest.
Yeah, and being on the scene is the whole key to that,
right,
that whole thing. Well, and then now there's the other service that we didn't mention yet, Special Services for Senior Citizens.
Senior Services Division. Yes. What we have there is we have, and most of the people who volunteer for that are senior service. They're seniors. What they do, they check on the people who are homebound, elderly people in our community in Memphis, Bartlett, Collierville, Germantown, all throughout Shelby County, who either they don't have a lot of relatives or a lot of people checking on them. So we'll go by and check on them because, you know, once you get up in age, if you don't have family members around, sometimes they sit in those houses for 4 and 5 days at a time without seeing somebody.
And we'll sit up and worry about my light bill is going to be too high, so they'll sit up in a hot house and won't turn the air conditioning.
Speaking of that, on Friday we'll be at the Walgreens out on Fraser Boulevard. I believe Walgreens is going to donate 100 box fans to our senior service people.
Oh, is that right?
So we'll be able to deploy them out to all the needy people. And you're right, they will. They'll turn the air off because they don't want to spend it. They're on a fixed income. So,
and that's
another thing we make sure in this heat. We've got a full crew out today checking on people. And those are all volunteers.
Wow. I mean, it's a great opportunity, but it's also, man, this is great. It's great for the community. Things that people don't think about. You know, you sit back and see on the news that this happened, that happened, and you don't think, well, it's, wow, man, I wish I could do something about it. Well, here's the opportunity to do something about it.
Right. You remember the two guys who were lost in Loosahatchee about a month ago?
The teenagers?
Yeah. That was all the emergency service people out there on boats.
Is that right? They
started at midnight that night and stayed on that river until they found it. And that's all volunteers. And that's what the family, they said, this is, we had, of course, our full-time staff there to support them, but it was a lot of volunteers
out there looking for
working 12 hours in a row.
And talking about that, too, like, Fred, so you're from Germantown.
I am.
But the Sheriff's Department is a whole Shelby County.
I guess
you get a chance to go all over the place.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Work in the northern part of the county. Tonight I'll be riding in the southern part of the county, and I get all around.
Is that pretty cool? I mean, to get to find, I mean, I know the national map better than I know the county map.
Yeah.
I have learned a lot more about Shelby County than I used to know, and I found some really interesting areas and things. And sometimes under unusual circumstances. I'd never been to Shelby Forest until we had a lost person we had to go find there.
Right.
Spent a lot of time in Shelby Forest then. And so you really do get to – and you meet some terrific people all around the county. It's really great to do that.
Yeah. You know, because when we look at the news, it's all bad news and all mean people. And it's good to know that
there are a lot of very good people out there. Unfortunately, they just don't make headlines all that much, do they?
No, they don't think that's exciting enough.
Yeah.
The old line is, if it bleeds, it leads. You know? But you're looking for volunteers now. People of all walks of life can come in. The programs, the next training session starts September.
September 24th for the reserve deputies. We have a class January, the first week in January for emergency service people. Our senior service people, they can come in anytime. And what you can do if somebody's computer savvy, you can go to our website, and that's www.shelby-sheriff.org. And you'll go to where you'll see /volunteer. You can click on the volunteer section. It'll have all three of these sections. You know, to give you a place where you can apply, give you phone numbers to call. Or if you just got some questions, you feel free to call our number at 901-222-5875 or 901-222-5874. And you can speak to our secretary, and we can get you on track. But we'd love to have anybody who wants to come out and help us here in Shelby County.
This doesn't just have to be guys. This is guys.
Oh, no. We have a lot of women.
Yeah, I'd say we're probably – I mean, we've got young, old, male, female. We've got – if you see our roster, it's just everybody from – I love getting everybody together because you see people in all lines of work. I mean, yeah. You pretty much know somebody. We've got firemen who are reserve deputies.
Can't get enough.
They can't get enough.
Well, you say now you've got a roster of about 360. How big do you guys want this unit to be?
Really, we can get our units, the reserve deputies at one time, I believe, was closer to maybe 300. So we've got the vehicles, and we've got places to put them. Of course, you know, in Shelby County, there's always room for another officer, especially a volunteer officer. So we've got plenty of stuff we can do. We really hadn't set a number of what we need because it's ever-changing with crime stats. And with their group, you've got attrition. Some people retire. So And some people go, you know, after a while, they retire.
How long can you do? How long can you be a volunteer?
We've got people who have been around 25 years.
Sure. We've got people up in their 70s doing it.
Yeah.
No, it's just as long as you're physically able to do it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And for emergency services, if we get more people, that means that more shifts we can be out on patrol and answering those 911 calls. And the more, really, the merrier. And we're always looking for good people that really want to get in and dig in. It's not easy to get there. You really have to apply yourself going through either the reserve program or the emergency services program requires some real dedication to it. But it's very much worthwhile.
Classes,
like a lot of things in life, if you to be really valuable, you got to put something into it to make it worthwhile.
Yeah. I mean, some serious stiff. That's got to be some stiff classes to learn medical procedures and what have you.
Right.
Yes.
I can imagine.
And to give you a little, the Reserve Division was organized in 1964. So it's not something we just thought of. It's been around for a long time. Our Emergency Service Division has been around since 1966. And the Senior Service Division, I believe, started in the mid-80s, maybe. Wow. So these groups
Bill Morris.
These groups have been around. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's been around a while.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, people don't even know that they can do these things.
Well, when they see us out in the street, they don't know who we are or what we do. And when they'll come up to me and find out that I'm a volunteer, they're just absolutely shocked. You know, it's like, you're a volunteer and you're here at this car accident and helping people. Yeah, that's what. And the reserve deputies, they wear exactly the same uniforms, the full-time deputies. If you come out to Memphis in May, there may be a lot of reserve deputies there, but you wouldn't know it because they're absolutely equipped and dressed exactly the same as the full-time deputy.
Right. Now, you guys – oh, by the way, if you just tuned in, this is, again, Spotlight 92. We are talking to Lieutenant Derek Mills, who is representative of the Reserves, Emergency Services, and Senior Services Volunteer Program of the Shelby County Sheriff's Department, and volunteer himself in medical services, emergency services, Mr. Fred Miller. And we are talking about how you can become a volunteer and work with the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. Your involvement will make a difference. Shelby County Sheriff's Office is looking for civic-minded individuals to volunteer and make an important difference in the lives of people across Shelby County every day. Rich in satisfaction, these positions are unpaid. I always want to mention that. But and you guys have gone to a lot of – you guys have been pushing this message for a while, too.
We have. We just recently, in the last probably year or two, started to really up our recruiting. Uh-huh. Just to get the word out there, because like you said, people didn't know about it, and we were talking to each other, and we're like, you know what, we need to get the word out, because the only way we were getting it out was folks like Fred, everybody, knew people, and that's how we're getting it out. So we kind of wanted to let people know, because we did have so many people were like, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
So if we can get it out, and we really appreciate you, Mr. Massey, having us on here to get the word out.
Well, this is something that I think we all should be a part of. And, again, it's reserve deputies work alongside full-time deputies.
Exactly.
Emergency services respond to medical emergencies. And senior services who check out and make sure the elderly are okay. And I guess there's plenty of jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yes. That's why we're looking for more volunteers. You could stay busy. We've got some people that have volunteered over 100 hours a month.
I mean, yeah, that's not limited. You're required to do 24,
but you can work as much as you want. We've had some guys who are on a vacation or something, and they just said, you know what, I'm going to come in every day of my vacation. They weren't going to leave town, and they just want to come in and work, and they enjoy it. They pull on a lot, and they've got a smile. They're excited about being there. So.
Well, it's something exciting to do, really.
Yes.
But it's also dangerous, too, right? As far as being a deputy reserve.
Right, yes. And emergency service, they're put right in the middle of a lot of these calls, domestic violence.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They'll be responding. If somebody's hurt, we're all responding. So,
We're big on
unfortunately, that is something you need to think of. There is a danger in it. It's,
That wouldn't scare that. That'd frighten you, though.
Well, we're very alert to it. We make sure before we go into a scene that the sheriff's deputies have gone in and made the scene safe.
Yeah.
If there's a domestic violence situation, somebody's been shot, and we're first on scene, we're not going in because we don't carry – emergency services carries no weapons. And so, these guys are our protection here. And so we wait to say, and then we'll be right in there to help. And then we have to be careful other times that you might not even think about working an accident on a highway. You get people distracted driving, they can just drive right over. So there are things that we set up. We know how to do it. We have special procedures to keep us as safe as possible. So we keep in mind safety. In all aspects of it, because there is that thrill of it, but on the other side of it, you got to be very careful that you stay safe.
Yeah, but and you've got, like you say, the training coming in a bad situation. You've got to set up a triage and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
You've got to know how to treat people. How to do these things, man. That's exciting stuff, though. I think it really is.
Yeah, our emergency service, they're called all over West Tennessee. Anytime you have somebody missing, we've got we've got 9 canines now that are certified cadaver dogs on the water. Anywhere in Tennessee, you've seen a lot of the high-profile cases. They'll call and get our volunteers because of their certifications.
I noticed that in reading the on the website that some of the volunteers actually have gone to emergencies outside of Shelby County. I mean,
oh yes, sir.
Places
yes, sir.
That things have happened.
Quite frankly.
Like up to the tornadoes. Now I lost my mind.
Up Dyersburg?
Oh, yeah.
Places like that.
And we had the missing person up in the Dyersburg area.
There's been several missing persons up there. We've responded to.
Yeah. We're asked to help out, and we do.
Right on. And I also know you guys are celebrities because of, you look online on YouTube, you're live at 9. What are some of the programs you guys
That's what Mr. Massey here recently, we have kind of pushed the recruiting program, and we've had great success at it, and it's kind of put Fred and I as being the face of
status.
It, right?
Yeah.
So,
this is where my marketing
I think Fred will be signing. He'll sign autographs after we get done, Mr. Massey, for anybody.
I think that's a great idea, though. Has it helped?
It's helped. I have people come up to me now, and
they know who you are.
Well, they talk about the programs and what they can do, because within these three groups, reserve, sheriff deputy, emergency service, or senior services, there's something for every single person.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see yourself. I mean, there's something for every person in Shelby County. And it just takes somebody who, wants to give a little bit back to the community.
Yeah.
And we will be there to support you and give you everything, the tools you need.
And who's running Homeland Security now?
Homeland Security, there's a chief over it.
Yeah.
And as far as the captains or lieutenants? The chief over it is Mark Dunbar, and then Chief Inspector Wayne Gowdy, and then Captain Barnett.
Yeah. That's what made me think about Homeland Security is I remember that when they had to refit the bridge years ago. But I talked with the director of Homeland Security about the jobs that they, what is Homeland Security going to do here? There's no military base here. It's up in Millington, And he just gave me a list of things that Homeland Security is responsible for right here in this area.
Yes.
And that is part of what these volunteers
I think we've got maybe 15 or 16 deputies that are assigned to Homeland Security, and that's what they help them with, intel, data, going out on these all the infrastructure here in Shelby County that's very important to Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And they're put in situations. It's a lot of, not top secret stuff, but I mean, they're involved in that, and it really is a benefit for us and them.
Wow. You're making me want to volunteer.
Well, that's good. We'd love to have you.
We brought you an application, Mr. Massey. So,
I mean, because it sounds like it's really something exciting to do, search and rescue operations. You guys do that. Mm-hmm. Responding to medical emergencies, injured in accidents and things. Checking on the old folks and dealing with the Mid-South Fair.
Delta Fair, which is starting in September 1st. We'll all be out there working, and that's a big undertaking. I think last year there was 150,000 spectators throughout the 10-day event. So,
and that's
at Shelby Farms.
Shelby Farms, right? Yeah, that's right. So all those big events, that's what you guys are doing. Volunteers doing it.
We will try to outfit it with as many as we can. It really saves the taxpayers a lot of money if we can do that.
And looking on the little brochure. Work alongside full-time deputies in such areas as patrol, which you already mentioned about riding in the car.
Right, and our patrol, you know, that's a 7-day, 24-hour day operation. So you might have, like you, Mr. Massey, you might say, you know what, on Thursday at midnight, I'd like to ride. You show up at roll call on Thursday at midnight, ride with a deputy all night long. It's just, there's always something
patrol,
to do.
Traffic, fugitive. Detective.
Yes, that's our General Investigation Bureau, and we've got, I believe, 15 or so deputies assigned to that division. They handle the crime scenes. That we'd send them to a crime scene school. They can walk in a crime scene, pull prints. They can check everything.
CSI.
So, yeah, that's exactly. That's,
we see all these things on television, and I know a lot of people say, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's not quite what you see on TV. It's not, I mean, on TV, it's they kind of stretch it a little bit. But
yeah. But it's still, I mean, these things are, it's such a serious situation, such a serious thing that we have to have protection. We have, look, that situation in Colorado is still haunting my mind because it's just so, no. There's some things, I don't care how prepared you are, there's some things you cannot predict.
Oh, no.
Exactly. I don't know how,
no way you can tell that Wacko was going to do what he did. But emergency services was right there. The deputies were right there.
People were there, and they responded brilliantly.
And they saved a lot of lives just because
of. When you hear those kind of news stories, it's almost hard when you do this kind of work not to think, what would you do if you came on a scene like that?
Yeah.
You just immediately empathize with those people and dealing with those huge numbers of casualties. It's just it's mind-boggling. But their training kicked in, and they did a super job.
Yeah.
For your listeners, I'll let you know the age minimums, because I'm sure you'll have people asking. You must be 21 years of age to be a reserve sheriff's deputy, 18 years of age for emergency services and senior services.
Oh, so that's pretty good.
We're looking, for some of the young folks out there, too. A lot of guys, they're not sure what career they want to go into, and a young guy will come out and be a reserve deputy and decide, hey, do I want to go into law enforcement for a career? And it's a great way. It doesn't cost them anything except for their training. You know, that doesn't cost them, but it takes their time. So they can figure out, hey, is this what I want to do for a career?
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for somebody.
And another thing, when trying to get the guns off the street, but they're still out there and everything. And from my generation of guys, almost all of us went to Vietnam. So we learned how to work with weapons
right.
and stuff. So many people now don't go to the military. This is a great way for a young person to learn how to properly handle a weapon.
Exactly. Our firearms training unit is awesome. I mean, you get top-notch training down there on gun safety and as far as shooting. I mean,
so many great opportunities. Again, when is the next class start?
Our reserve sheriff's deputy class starts September 24th, but you would need to get moving ASAP as far as getting your application in, because we've got a few things, the physical agility test and the general knowledge test and a background check. Right. So we actually cut it off, well before September 24th. So if somebody is interested,
they need to go
definitely
on and get involved now. And for information, you can call 901-222-5874.
Or 5875, either one.
Or you can go to www.shelby-sheriff.org/volunteer. And you can find all the information on all these services that are involved and how you can be involved as well. Lieutenant Derek Mills, Mr. Fred Miller, thank you so much for being our guest in Spotlight.
It's been our pleasure. On behalf of Sheriff Bill Odom and Chief Deputy Bill Cash, thank you for having us on here, Mr. Massey.
Appreciate it. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.